first reading today is we hear about St. Stephen and the challenge that these people make to him, the fact that they are disputing with him about our Lord. And as he speaks the truth, because they accused him of speaking against the temple and so on, and he goes through the whole history of Israel, and then he sees the heavens open, he sees Jesus. But what's interesting is what he says. Behold, I see the heavens opening and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. They cried in a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed upon him together and took him out and stoned him. Now notice he didn't even say, I see Jesus. He said, I see the Son of Man. Go back to the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter, and there you will see the vision that Daniel had of the Son of Man being presented before the throne of God. And there he received glory and honor and dominion and so on. So this is something right out of Jewish prophecy. If he would have said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father, maybe you could understand, even though they'd be wrong, but maybe you could understand why they'd be upset with him. But when all that he is doing is word for word, literally just going through exactly what Daniel said, and they kill him for it. But the Lord makes clear that this is what they do with all the prophets. In Jerusalem, they kill them. They don't want them. What's really amazing is how our Lord tells us, for your fathers kill the prophets and you build the tombs. Isn't that amazing? We don't want to hear what you have to say, but then the next generation comes along and says, wow, this guy was a prophet. Let's build a tomb and let's have a place of veneration and pilgrimage for this guy. But then the prophets raised up in this society, and what do? They kill them. So they're venerating the prophets of their father's time, but killing the prophets of their own time. Which then leaves us to ask the question, do you think we'd be any different? If there was a prophet raised up among us to call us to repentance, do you think we'd want to listen? If there was a prophet raised up by the Lord who was starting to point out what's going on in our society, would we want to hear that? If we had somebody telling us that we need to quit living these pagan lives and start living our lives for God, do we really want to hear that? I mean, if it's put that way, we probably wouldn't have too much trouble with it. But when he starts getting rather specific about what it is we need to give up and what we should be doing, that's where we become very intolerant. And the amazing thing is that if somebody was raised up in our day and they literally spoke word for word the words of our Lord Jesus, we would kill him. Because we don't want the truth any more than the people 2,000 years ago wanted it. And we can tell ourselves till we're blue in the face, we're different than that. I want the truth. I've heard it thousands of times over the years, but I don't see it. Just as I've done with some of the Protestant people who want to challenge me, I'll say, okay, let's take this book. The only book that you think is the one. And if I can show you in this book that what I believe is right and what you believe is wrong, you need to leave Protestantism and become Catholic. And if you can show me in this book where what you believe is right and what I believe is wrong, I will leave the Catholic Church and I'll become Protestant. Never once have I lost one of those arguments, and never once has one of them become Catholic. And I'll say, excuse me, but remember at the beginning you said that all you want is the truth, because that's how I always started. All I'm interested in is the truth. Is that what you want? You want the truth? Oh yeah, that's all I want is the truth. So that's what you told me. I just showed you. You don't want the truth, do you? Oh, well, you know, but. No, I said, no. I showed you in the one book that you are willing to look at where what you believe is wrong, and you don't want the truth. And they've got all kinds of excuses, and they go all their nonsense. Not one of them was interested in the truth. I've already made up my mind Don't bother me with the facts. How many of us fall into that same category? Maybe not in those exact ways, because if we're truly trying to be Catholic, we believe what the scriptures say. We have the truth. It's all been handed to us on a silver platter. But do we want it? It's amazing. All you have to do right now is look at what's coming out of Rome. Then go back and read Pius X's Pascendi. It's the encyclical against modernism. And you say, wait a minute, all these things that are happening in Rome, as well as in our diocese and many others, like all these things have been condemned. Condemned! But do we want it? Oh, no. Now, I remember when I was in the seminary, the Vatican came out and said, you know, we need to put an end to some of this garbage. So there needs to be an oath that these men are going to swear before they are made priests. And Pope John Paul said, there needs to be an oath that is sworn by the professors who are going to teach in a Catholic school. Oh my goodness, the wailing and gnashing of teeth and the screaming and the Kremlin on the Tiber. It's like, really? You're screaming about the Vatican saying that you have to teach the truth. And you don't want to teach the truth. But the Vatican is the one that's wrong, not you, the Vatican. Well, these days, you look at what's going on at the Vatican, and it's like, yeah, okay. So we have to look at that. And we see that St. Stephen not only spoke the truth, I mean, again, right out of what Scripture says, he went through the history, we didn't hear it in the reading today, they cut out that chunk. He just lays it all out. Here's what happened, here's who God chose, here's what happened at Mount Sinai, here's what happened with Moses, here's what happened, right down the line. And then he quotes essentially the book of the prophet Daniel when he sees Jesus at the right hand of the Father. And they stone him to death because he spoke the truth. We live in a society that does not want the truth. And sadly, we're living in a church that doesn't seem to want the truth. And that's where each one of us needs to ask ourselves, do I want it? And I don't mean the convenient truths. I mean all of them. Jesus said, you are made for the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, I like these truths, but I don't like those. So I'll believe these, but look at all these bishops who are saying that this is all okay, so it's okay. It's like, really? It's been condemned. Yeah, but the bishop said it's been condemned. I don't care who said what. As I keep saying, if it goes against what the church has always taught and what our Lord Jesus has taught us, stay with Jesus. He is the truth, and there is no falsehood in him. So if you're going to say, I want these truths because I like them, but I don't want these truths because they're inconvenient to me, you have just said, I do not want Jesus. I want somebody who's like Jesus in some ways, but I don't want him because he's the whole truth. And I don't want the whole truth because the whole truth might get me martyred. It might make me unpopular. It might make people dispute with me. Huh, isn't that what we were just reading about? These people wanted to dispute with Stephen. He became rather unpopular. They martyred him. Because he spoke the truth. That's what's going to happen if we're going to speak the truth. If we're going to live the truth. It has to be the truth with charity again. We know we can't just beat somebody over the head with the truth. But the charity has to be there. But we still have to maintain the fullness of the truth. Saint Stephen simply spoke what the Jewish people believed, and they condemned him. Look at the number of priests right now around the United States that do not have an assignment, not because they're accused of doing anything wrong, because they preach the truth. And so the bishop silences them and will not give them an assignment, because after all, if he speaks the truth, the people are going to get their minds messed up. I mean, why would we want that? Do you really want the truth? Think about what that's really saying. I love you so much that I don't want the truth for you. I love you so much that I don't want what's best for you. I love you so much that I'm going to violate your dignity by telling you something that's false, or at least not telling you the whole truth, because that's charity. Now, that's false compassion. Charity might get you in trouble, because our society doesn't know what charity is. The truth is going to get you in trouble because our society has rejected the truth. But we have a choice to make. We profess to follow the one who is the truth. And that's what we have to make a choice to do. Do we want to fit in with everybody else? They've rejected the truth. Oh, sure, they'll accept parts of it, the parts that are easy, the parts that they want to agree with. Do we really want to follow him who is love? Because society is all about selfishness, which is the opposite of charity. So we have one who is truth and who is charity. And then we have the rest. And we have to make a choice. If we want to spend eternity with truth and charity, then we'd better choose it here and live it. If we want to spend eternity doing it my way, well, then I guess we're going to choose the one who did it his way and wound up in hell for it. That's really what it comes down to. If we want to be everybody's buddy, that's what we were taught in the seminary, that's what a good priest is. Being everybody's buddy. Sorry, I'm not a good priest. I'm not very many people's buddy. That's okay. I'm not here to be your pal. I'm here to be a pastor. I'm here to lead you to heaven. I'm here to speak the truth. And lots of people don't like it. Oh well. So we have to make a choice. Do we want the truth? Do we want the charity of the Lord? Or do we want to do it our way? Jesus is the way, and he is the only way that's going to lead to heaven, which means my way doesn't lead to heaven. If I'm going to do it my way instead of his way, I'm going somewhere else. And since there are only two options where you're going to spend eternity, if you're not on his way, then the other way is a bad idea, because we know where it leads. So that's really the choice that we have to make. It might cost us. Stephen spoke the truth, and he did it with love. And look at what they did to him. But we also look at his response, the love that he had, praying for the people, forgiving their sin. What a beautiful example. And now we look at ourselves, and we look at our Lord, and we look at Saint Stephen. We look at the humility, we look at the charity, we look at the truth, and then size ourselves up in accordance and ask ourselves, who do I really want to be like, and what way do I want to walk?